And Yahweh Scano, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno, and if you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and I'm excited for you to be joining me on today's special edition. Not only is this perhaps my most ambitious Gyno to date, it's also perhaps its most abstract. We're going to be talking about Virginia Tech's CubeFest, and you'll get an overview of what the Sound Cube is. And today's edition holds special significance as I'll also be joined on the line with a few members of the Allegheny Seneca Territory, including Bill Krause, the head faithkeeper for the birds at the Cold Spring Longhouse, and Brendan David John, assistant professor of computer science at Virginia Tech. The three of us collaborated on a project for CubeFest, and we have a lot to talk about today. So without further ado, it's an introduction into the Sound Cube.
This is a cube. A regular solid with 24 right angles, 12 sharp edges, 8 corners, and 6 faces. This cube could be anything. It could be a box full of items you ordered online, a case filled with your collectibles, or maybe a fridge stuffed with your favorite food. Sometimes it's an office or a house. While a cube can be all of the above and more, here at ICANT, the Institute for Creativity, Arts, and Technology, we've created a different kind of cube. One that can be anything you want it to be. It's a space where you can make anything happen, starting simply with an idea. Our cube is a 5-story state-of-the-art facility that can easily turn into an immersive experience. A studio for motion capture, or an exhibition space. It brings to life all of your technological and creative ideas in one unique setting. The hybrid black box theater and research laboratory is equipped with systems for spatial audio, motion capture, virtual reality, and much more. The cube also features the cyclorama, a massive cylindrical projection screen for immersive experiences. At roughly 40 feet in diameter and 16 feet tall, the cyclorama can accommodate up to 60 people. Within it, the projection fills your entire field of vision from anywhere you stand. Meet Taisha and Gustavo, two people very familiar with the cube. Taisha is a scholar.
Disagreements that the cliques have with one another.
She needed a place and a space for her Afrofuturism to Vibranium and Beyond course, as well as numerous other projects.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. So this is ABC?
When Virginia Tech hired me, I was given a tour of the Cube and other ICAT spaces. And while finishing the tour, I was inspired to host my intellectual mixtape project in the Cube. The intellectual mixtape is a module in my Afrofuturism to Vibranium and Beyond course. Because of its conversational nature, it required a public engagement component to add a layer of creative collaboration between my students. The Cube's multi-channel nature was crucial in amplifying the impact of the module. And to this day, I have used it 9 times for the intellectual mixtape project. Once to teach an immersive virtual environments winter course, and several times as the co-artistic director of CubeFest. None of my projects would have been as successful as they were without the Cube. This space is so inspiring that when I'm there, I can't help but think creatively.
Let's give a warm welcome to Digging in the Cracks.
Gustavo oversees the production of over 90% of the projects utilizing the Cube.
In 2013, I came to Virginia Tech as a candidate for a position with the Moss Arts Center. And if you guess I visited the Cube, you were right. After joining the Moss Arts Center that year, I used the Cube for the first time, but it wasn't to work on any personal project. Today, my role has completely shifted. I work for ICAT, and I play several roles at the Cube. I schedule researchers, artists who wish to use the space, and I advise them on lighting, event production, and theatrical system usage. Simply put, I manage and supervise projects in the Cube. The types of projects that go into the Cube vary considerably. The first time we try something new, it's often challenging. But those challenges allow us to create new tools that we can use in the future. If you wonder how difficult it is to use the Cube, don't worry. It's relatively easy, depending on what you use the space for. What a great place to try something new, creative, and collaborative.
Could you tell me what is your IP address in the place? Yeah, 10.
We welcome wild ideas that make every day in the Cube very different. Using the Cube for your projects is so simple and straightforward that ICAT makes many things effortless to let you focus on being the creative person you are. At ICAT, we foster a culture of creative collaboration, so don't wait any longer to make your imagination come to life. Start creating and building your projects using the Cube. We are expecting you. And if you still have nothing to make in the Cube, then join us in person and online to enjoy the projects we host regularly. It's all free. Our Cube is very special, but the only person missing is you.
Welcome back to today's very special edition of Gyno. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. And of course, if you're a longtime listener of the show, you already know that while Gyno in and of itself is focused on contemporary music art forms, today is very exciting for a number of different reasons. A, I got to help out with this very unique project. However, it's also a contemporary take on a traditional art form. We're meeting at the crossroads of the past, the present, and the future, and the implications are profound. And so we have a lot to talk about today. As I was mentioning in the introduction, we're going to be chatting with two individuals. First up to bat is Brendan David John, Assistant Professor of Computer Science at Virginia Tech. Welcome to Gyno today, Brendan. How are you doing?
Pretty good, yeah. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about this exciting project. It was a pleasure to work on it with you.
I know you're a very busy man, so we're going to keep this short and sweet. Thank you so much for taking this opportunity to, A, include me in it as well. And, you know, I'm a nerd at heart, and I really love the convergence of this immersive soundscape with, as I was mentioning, traditional art forms and whatnot. And before we go any further, though, I was wondering if you could just tell listeners out there a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So Brendan David John, I'm working as assistant professor at Virginia Tech now. Grew up in Salamanca, of course, the whole way through the high school. Went to the Rochester Institute of Technology for my BS and MS. Went away to Florida for a little while for a PhD and kind of split the difference on the East Coast. So still try to travel home as much as I possibly can. From that perspective.
And you're working with the latest technologies right now. The Sound Cube, it's my understanding, is an ongoing project and has been around for a little while now. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I don't know the exact year the physical Cube itself was established, but the event is called CubeFest. So it started, the initial one was in 2016. Right, so we're approaching about 10 years of doing this type of spatial music festival, and we'll get into what spatial music means. But it's a very unique system. It's 140 channels, completely surrounds you. So if you're used to stereo effects, right, you jump from left to right ear, think about a full 360-degree panorama around you and the ability to control, manipulate, and create experiences with that type of soundscape.
And so what's the closest analogy that the average listener might understand? Would it be something like spatial audio with what Apple's developing in their headphones and things like that?
Yeah, definitely the spatial audio, or even as back as, you know, an IMAX theater, right? It feels like something's behind you or on top of you, right? Or even folks who play a lot of video games, quite frankly, right? They use these spatial headsets that hear footsteps behind them.
Sure.
So the idea is that I can always hear rain, but it doesn't sound the same as the real world if it's not dropping on my head from above, right? That type of cue really brings you to what we call an immersive experience.
So to take that a step further, in real-world applications, if you hear footsteps coming behind you, you turn around. Now the footsteps are in front of you, which is mimicking more of how human sound actually works, whereas traditional headphones and the speaker technology is tethered, in other words, yeah.
That's right. And you get those interactions, right? So things echo down a hallway, for example, right? Mm-hmm. It's really tough to, you know, you can capture those things and play them to your left and right ear. But to actually experience them with that many speakers is a very different experience.
We're going to get into a couple of clips before our time together is up. And the first up is going to be one of the previous installations, and it sounds in space. I was wondering, as we get into hearing a few previews, if you could tell listeners what they're about to hear.
Yeah, Sounds in Space was a really, really cool piece that we featured at this 2024 CubeFest event. I believe it was previously recorded and spatialized for some sort of workshop, but this was the first time it was debuted. And I really loved this one because it actually had a live percussionist playing back and forth with the spatial audio. So there was recording of percussive notes that would, you know, think about going around you in a 360 ring, right? You hear it move to your left and come back around your back and come back around your right-hand side. Mm-hmm. But there was kind of like a call and answer back and forth with the live percussion and this recorded percussion that made you feel like you were living in both worlds, right? A recorded experience, but also feeling it live at the same time.
Well, we'll come back and get caught up on this particular iteration, the one that we're discussing today, the one that we all got to work on, the Cube Project with Bill Krause. So we'll be right back after this. Enjoy Sounds in Space, produced by the SoundCube Fest at Virginia Tech. We'll be right back on Gyno.
Coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, this is Justin Woodmanty from the band Alamantra, and you are listening to Gyno.
And we're back on today's very special edition of Gyno. If you're just now joining us, I'm on the line right now with Brendan David John, Assistant Professor of Computer Science at Virginia Tech. And we're talking about CubeFest, which is a very unique project spearheaded by Virginia Tech. And what you just heard is an earlier installation called Sounds in Space. We're laying a little bit of the groundwork. And in a few moments, I'm going to be joined on the line with Bill Kraus, one of the faith keepers at the Cold Spring Longhouse here on the Allegheny Territory. We'll be able to discuss his participation and possible future installations as well, and how we can continue to develop this project. Brendan, I know you have a lot going on, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. As we were mentioning before getting into that last clip, the spatialized mixtape that was prepared by Eric Lyons down there at Virginia Tech did lay the groundwork for the project that we worked on in 2024. I was wondering if you could get a little bit deeper into just how that particular installation came to be.
Yeah, definitely. And this was something you hinted at before, but we actually crowdsourced this. So where we are in the state of Virginia, we're in rural Southwest Virginia. We're on the Tutelo Monacan lands. And we really wanted to say, what do folks here want to hear when they attend this festival? So we crowdsourced it with folks at VT and the local communities, as well as just taking into account the actual diverse pan-Indian representation we have at Virginia Tech. So not everyone is from the East Coast. We have representation from near South America, right? So we had a kind of really nice way of crowdsourcing all these different styles, these tracks, these messages. And then we kind of tasked Eric with stringing them all together and having them make sense in a spatial sense. And that was a really cool thing from a kind of large, inclusive perspective. And we wanted to leverage that momentum and really dive into a very specific area. And that's what we pulled off with Bill, right? Being Seneca, I really wanted to have that representation at this event as a co-artistic director for the event. And that's what led us to go down and do that path.
Now, we get to talk a little bit about how I was brought into the project. I helped assist Bill in the recording of the assets that were all taken and combined, a lot of which we did admittedly record in a traditional format, but it was incredible to be able to use this 360 microphone that allowed us to add in other kinds of ambiance, if you will, you know, kind of what we were talking about earlier on. Now, I haven't been able to hear the actual installation, but it turned out well, yeah.
Definitely. And it was paired really well. So Bill was there, brought the dancing crew, and got to essentially sing to it live, right? That idea you heard earlier of a call and response. They played into that effect as well with the pre-recorded audio on top of it, and added the dancing factor. And I think what was truly immersive and what was maybe my favorite part is actually getting all the folks in attendance involved, right? It's easy to just sit there, enjoy an experience, but to actually experience it with the dancers, bring everybody into the middle, do a quick social, very, very awesome experience from that perspective. And I think it's one of the weird things, you just have to experience this cube, right? You hear things above you, behind you, moving around. You don't get that idea until you're actually standing there, unfortunately. But that's some of the value of trying to bring people to Virginia Tech in this very unique cube environment.
I'm hoping to be able to make it down for CubeFest this year. It would be great if, you know, past projects are highlighted at that as well. But we have been in talks about developing this further as well, without giving any trade secrets or anything like that. What are some of the ways that you think that this could be developed in future iterations?
Yeah, I'm super excited. You kind of hinted at it with the environmental effects, right? The idea of how sound interacts with everything around you and the environment isn't always captured by that traditional recording. So we can take that traditional recording, we can play with it, we can make it spatial, we can achieve some of that effect. But you really want to, you know, lean on that 360 microphone, set up the environment such that you were there, right? That's the only way to really transport you to that experience. So that's what I have in mind, is kind of including these environmental impacts and factors, I would say, in the storytelling, the narrative, and the work that Bill's been putting together.
Needless to say, this is very groundbreaking work. It's been an honor to have been a part of it thus far, and I look forward to continuing to develop this down the road as well. Before letting you off, I do have one last question, and perhaps you don't have a full answer to this yet, but will there ever be any possibilities of making this kind of a traveling installation as well?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. So again, I should say our sponsors for this are the Institute for Creative Arts and Technologies in partnership with the Moss Arts Center. So both are based here in Blacksburg. But Virginia has a lot of presence in Northern Virginia. So we don't have the full 140-channel speaker. It's really tough to move that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have a new campus coming in Northern Virginia near D.C. that has a smaller version of the Cube. So that is kind of still a physical installation that's a little bit more accessible by airports and all those other factors that get people there. But even additionally on top of that, we have this thing called the Tesseract. So it is a much smaller installation, but it's designed to be mobile. So this thing can be moved around, put in different environments, different museums, and different settings. So there's a lot of work to get that mobile system up and running and try to show it off as much as possible. So short answer is yes, that is definitely in the plan.
Well, I hope we can bring it back to our neck of the woods. I've been in talk with some of the art galleries up in and around the Buffalo area, and of course here on Allegheny. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that this could very well become a reality here in the near future as well. Where can people find more information about this event?
Yeah, so for the actual powwow itself, simply Googling Virginia Tech Powwow 2025 will get you to the website. I think it should be updated pretty soon. Alternatively, if you search Virginia Tech CubeFest 2024, you're going to find all the information for the past event as well. And that would have the links to the relevant pages from there.
Brendan, thank you so much for spending some time with me here today. Listeners, stick around. I'll be right back with one of the faith keepers at the Cold Spring Longhouse and the star of this particular episode, Bill Krause. Thank you so much for joining me on the line today, and I look forward to getting caught up very soon.
Yeah, thanks for the time, Brett. This has been really exciting, and I'm just looking forward to everything we're going to do in the future. So thanks for the time.
Hey, everybody. I'm Eric Lyon, one of the artistic directors of CubeFest 2024, and what a joy it has been. A little bit overwhelming that it's finally coming to an end, but it's been wonderful. So our final event is the Spatialized Indigenous Mixtape, and this mixtape was curated by Alicia Aldas, Melissa Faircloth, Victoria First. Oh, please, round of applause. Victoria Ferguson and Eddie Polanco. Seriously, I can't say enough about the incredible work that they presented for us to put into space, but you will hear the results soon. So, first, a few acknowledgments. Virginia Tech acknowledges that we live and work on the Tutelo Monacan people's homeland, and we recognize their continued relationships with their land and waterways. We further acknowledge that the Morrow Land Grant College Act of 1862 enabled the Commonwealth of Virginia to finance and found Virginia Tech through the forced removal of Native nations from their lands in California and other areas in the West. CubeFest also acknowledges the support of Moss Art Center, ICAT, the Center for Humanities, and the Student Engineers Council. I would like to thank the other two artistic directors of CubeFest 2024, Brendan Davidjohn and Taisha Thompson. Please stand up. Respect for the extra effort there. Yes, it's been such a joy working with Brendan and Taisha. And indeed, I also want to thank everybody at the Moss Arts Center and at ICAT who has just worked beyond and above to make the best of reality. Margaret is here. Thank you, Margaret. Ben is here. Thank you, Ben. It's just been wonderful. Finally, I want to thank all of the CubeFest artists who came to Blacksburg to share their wonderful music. Sometimes you rather far away. Both your wonderful music and your wonderful presences, because the connections and conversations is also so much of CubeFest. So you're all now officially friends of the Cube, and as Sean can tell you, since he's been here now six times, we think it's entirely likely that you might be back. So anyway, thank you so much for coming, and enjoy the mixtape.
I do it for my family, I do it. sigue, you will be missed. Dear Vanessa Guillen, aretes are beaded, long hair is braided. Half my head is shaven, can't straighten what's fluid. The two spirits sacred like we scout ruins. How odd, I beat the case I wasn't supposed to win. When you pick sobriety, you chose to win. From the side of the city where civilians speak Spanish. Not my language, but the lingua of Princess Isabella. An architect of genocide like Juniper Serra. She spawns the decimation of our pre-Hispanic nations. I'm a pre-Hispanic native and I swear to defend the feathers that adorn my head.
Pipas y sabias en el lago Imaque, los pobres quienes viven en la tierra Lenape, lágrimas que caen adentro de el serape, yo recuerdo de los mangos y también aguacates, whisky hueso cuando entro el combate, de la luna enamorado mientras hablo con macho, blood and defending in the trees, maybe I could find a hibernation in the station, this is a new sensation vibing on the grease, maybe I could find a different world continuous when I've been floating high across this happy sea. Maybe you could feel the way you feel, but I could love you anyway, and even if you disagree. Maybe if you realize in everything we live in life, every sort of different in the trees. Once you realize all connections that are spiritual and written only maybe in the leaves. This is where the motherfucking niggas really tell me if you really feel it, if you disbelieve. But all I know is life is really different, even when you pass this earth, you ain't gonna never ever leave. Exists in every particle, in every article, regardless, written in the span that I breathe. Love, love, love.
Connected with the land, where I stay, right away, with my band, grateful for the day. I heard the wind say, live on another day, live on another day. Connected with the land, where I stay, right away, with my band, grateful for the day. I heard the wind say, live on another day. Live on another day.
This is Joy Harjo, and you are listening to Gyno, Native Voice One.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I can't stop thinking of you.